Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, Empowering Wellness and Oneness. I'm Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, Reiki Master, Gifted Intuitive, Yoga Instructor, and Spiritual Teacher. Today in the Healing Soul, I'm going to be talking about channeling spirit in the white light. What I always do is when I want to channel, I go into a meditative state, and although it does sometimes spontaneously happen for me, when I first started, I would meditate. I would envision a white light encompassing me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And then I would ask spirit from the highest white light to step forward. But back to the spontaneous part. The first time I saw spirit was my dad standing over me when I was 14, a week after he had died. He would travel for work or come home and tuck me in. And this was a week after he had passed. I was laying in bed and trying to get to sleep. And he literally was in form, standing beside the bed, bringing the covers up, tucking me in. And I was shocked and I just stared. And he had black hair and he looked young. And he looked healthy, and he had been ill for a couple years. And he didn't talk. He just telepathically said he loved me. So obviously it really freaked me out, and I screamed, and my mom came running in, and I told her what happened. And she said it was beautiful. Then she had this gift, and she had seen many, many spirits. She just never talked about it because we grew up Catholic. And I believe every person listening right now can also get messages from your crossed over loved ones or crossed over friends. It's just relaxing, meditating, and allowing it to come through. Now, my sister, Janet, does not want spirit to be seen in front of her. She wants them to come in a dream. So if you're open to having them give you messages while you're awake, or even appear to you, then you can channel them and keep asking them to step forward. And we're going to do a little meditation in a few minutes. But channeling messages is really sacred. You think how cool is it that we don't really lose our loved ones and our friends when they go to the other side, that they can still flip a light on for us, have a song play, have us think of a memory that was special. All these different ways that spirit nudge us. And my mom used to say they give us little inklings that they're around. And an inkling is what I call a knowingness. It's, you know, my mom would say, Aunt Mary's going to come visit today. And she didn't come over all the time. And sure enough, she would pull up a couple hours after my mom said that. And she always called them inklings, but it was intuitive knowingness. Those things that you don't know how you know, but you just do. So what I've done in the past 20 years to bring spirit through is, like I said, I call for the highest white light to engulf me and surround me. And I ask spirits from the highest white light to step forward. Or if you recently lost a relative, a mom or a dad or an aunt or whoever you want to talk to, you can specifically out loud or in your mind ask them to come through with a message. And if you don't get anything that day, keep practicing. And you can also ask them for a sign, and you can suggest a sign to them, a red bird or a car that they drove or their favorite song that's old. So it's just a knowingness comes over you that it's them, and you know for certain that they just paid you a visitation. And you can do this before you go to bed. Set an intention to have spirit come to you in a dream. When we're totally relaxed, just like in meditation, just like in sleep, they can come and have us think of an old memory, and it feels like they're actually there with us. When I see my mom sometimes in a dream, I see a certain sweater. She had this blue sweater that was oversized, and she used to wear deck shoes. And I see her literally in that outfit when she comes to me and talks to me. And it really is sacred that they are able to still keep the lines of communication open. We just have to be aware and allowing to get in that space. So, how do you do that, you ask, in our busy lives? But if you really want to commit to this, and learn how to speak telepathically to spirit, meditate. Meditation was the way that this door opened for me. Even though I did get some spontaneous spirits come to me on a regular basis for clients when I give readings, this is what I do. So, sitting in a quiet space, lighting a white candle, setting an intention, burning Palo Santo, holy wood to clear the energy, raising the vibration in the room. You can even call on the angels and archangels to surround you and spread their wings and raise the energy in the room. And then you can ask spirit to enter. Take three deep breaths, exhale, clearing your energy and envisioning yourself being an open, receptive vessel for them to come through. Now ask spirit to step forward in the white light and actually envision your third eye popping open and surrendering to this openness in your heart too. Your intuitive heart can give you inklings and messages, and it allows the energy from the universal heart to your heart, connecting at a soul level. And you'll literally feel the vibration in the room raising and growing and expanding and expanding and expanding. And you'll see a beaming white light engulfing you as you envision this, raising your energy. And you can ask your first question and just sit in silence with your eyes shut, envisioning the room just filled with brilliant white light. You can ask your spirit guides to help bring the message through to you. And like I said, if I'm reading someone else, I literally ask my spirit guides before the person ever calls or I call them, or if I'm doing it in person, before they even sit down, I ask my spirit guides to talk to their spirit guides to give them the message that they really need to hear that day. So people will sit down with questions, but what really blows them away is when a crossed over loved one tells them something that they've been doing in their life or shares a memory that I would have no idea or I would have no way of knowing with the person sitting there. And what that does is it shows them that their relative is stepping forward with a message. And that's really beautiful when the person receives the message. A lot of people will cry. A lot of people, it changes their life forever because they may not have believed in the afterlife. But when they have proof and have a message from the other side, there's no doubting it anymore. And recently I was giving a reading for someone that I really didn't know what they were going to ask me, and they sat down and I immediately smelt pie, like home-baked pie. And my mom used to make pies. And that person's aunt had come the night before in a dream, handing them a baked pie. Now they literally had just sat down, they hadn't opened their mouth, and I smelt pie. Now that was total verification that they were around. And they wanted her, they knew she was going to get the reading. So they had her dream about getting handed a baked pie. And then before she even opened her mouth, I'm like, I smell pie. And there was no pies around us. This was totally from spirit. And that doesn't happen very often, my sense of smell. doesn't come through. So that was really a special message from that aunt. And how cool is that? That they can give you a smell that has such a profound meaning to the person that you're reading for, or if you're getting the message for yourself, bringing through those messages and love from the other side. So I always ask for clarity, to give me something that is meaningful that I can give my client. And then I ask for the white light of protection so that I pull the highest spirits to me. I don't want just anybody, and you don't want just anybody coming to you. And you could say something like, I call upon the highest vibration of love and light to communicate with me now. And then you can ask for your spirit guides to give you a message in journal. You can ask for a crossed over loved one to give you a message. And write down whatever you get. And the messages are like that knowing thought that it's not your thought, it's just thumped into you. And I'll talk about the clairs in a minute. But no matter what crazy ass thing that you hear, trust that it's true and write it down. And if it's a message for somebody else, even if it seems crazy, tell them. Because those are the profound ahas that spirit came through. The weirder things are usually the things that are undeniable that spirit has communicated. So never doubt the knowing messages that come through and write it down so you don't forget. Or if you're reading somebody else, even if they say, no, that doesn't make sense to me, eventually they'll think of it and contact you. And even if they don't think of it right away, still tell them. And I've had countless times people respond back that it came to them. And spontaneous messages from spirits come through too. Even sometimes when you're tired and traveling. I was traveling through Wyoming and stopped at a brewery to get a burger and a beer. And it was a really long road trip, and I had been in the car, and last thing in the world I was thinking was to channel spirit. And so we sat down at our table, and the waiter hadn't even come over yet. And I'm picking up a spirit named Charlie. And he was a naughty spirit. He was a guy that really liked the ladies. And he came through to me and was telling me about seeing the staff behind the bar, and he liked the ladies and had followed them into the restroom. And they, I didn't know this, but they had felt him. So he was really upset this day because they had taken pictures down of him. He actually had frequented that area, which used to be a brothel. So he thought the women that worked there were ladies that worked in the brothel. So I told him that they're not, that he needs to stop doing that. And so when the waiter came to take our order, I told him, I'm like, I'm picking up on a Charlie, and he doesn't like that you took his pictures down. So his eyes got big, and he went and got the manager. And after we ate, she took me to the basement and showed me the pictures she had just taken down. Now, I had never been there before. I was just passing through. So it really, really freaked the staff out, and it validated that they were picking up on this spirit, and they even called him Charlie, and that was, Charles was his name. So it's just amazing that a complete, total stranger, once you're tuned in to spirit, even if you're not thinking of it, they know you're an open vessel and can come through you. So I just told her, if you want them to calm down, put the pictures back up and make them happy and tell them to behave. So that was one interesting spontaneous spirit that came through. And then there was another time when I was in a yoga class, and a spirit kept having me hear. Remember the old Christopher Cross song, Sailing? I literally had not heard that song in probably 20 years. It had been a long time. And I kept hearing this while I'm in yoga. And there was a new girl that was sitting by me on the mat. So after class, I went over and told her, I'm like, does this make sense to you? I said, I kept seeing a sailboat and hearing the old Christopher Cross song, Sailing. And at first she said no. And I'm like, okay. I said, well, spirit bothered me all yoga wanting me to tell you. So I had to come over and tell you. So then she sat there for a minute. And a relative had passed of hers who had a sailboat. And he wanted her to have it. So I got another message and went over and said, he wants you to have the sailboat. And I didn't realize that it had dawned on her what this was all about. So always, always, always trust what spirit tells you. Even if the person you're giving the message says, no, that doesn't make sense to me, eventually it will. So always trust what you discern the messages from spirit and give what you get. That's what I always do. Whatever I get, I give, because spirit doesn't tell you something they don't want you to share. And journal and keep track, especially when you're first getting messages from spirit, because you can look back some crazy thing that you hear that you're like, that's never going to happen in my life. And then you look back in your journal 3 months earlier when it's actually happening. So we don't always see things coming in our life, but time is really irrelevant in the spirit world. So the concept of time is so different for us and for them that I always write down everything I get because it makes sense eventually. And like I said, different people have different gifts in how they receive messages. Some people are telepathic. They get messages in their knowingness. And they're called clairs. And the clairs are senses of psychic abilities. So clairvoyance is clear seeing. Now, I had that when I saw my dad literally standing beside my bedside when I was 14. And a lot of people don't actually see spirit, but they can sense spirits there. And there's clairaudience, which means clear hearing. And you might hear spirits say your name. But this is rare for me to actually hear them. But on occasions I have. I've had a harp play during a Reiki attunement from spirit, from angels. And there's been other. I've heard my name said by my mother before. But everybody's got different clairs that are stronger for them. And clairsentience is clear feeling. Like I said, you sense that spirit is in the room and you're consciously aware of it. Or you might get a strong gut feeling about things. And clairaliance means clear smelling. And that happens very rarely for me, like when I smelled the pie for my client, for her aunt that loved to bake. And my dad smoked, and I do smell cigarette smoke when he visits occasionally. Clairgustance is clear tasting. So if you're giving a reading and you taste tobacco, or you taste blood, or there's some other taste that isn't coming from you, it's coming from spirit. And here's my strongest clair is claircognizance, that clear knowing. You don't know how you know a message from spirit, but it's that thumped in thought that you just know and there's no doubt. That's clear knowing, claircognizance. And connecting through meditation is the best way to channel spirit. Our crown chakra is for spirituality and alignment. Our brow chakra, or our third eye, envisioning that in meditation, opening wide. Our throat chakra, imagining that opening and being able to share the message from spirit. Our heart chakra, the ability to love ourselves and other, And to open and open and connect to that white light of love and love from the other side. And our solar plexus, our navel chakra, the energy flows from the lower chakras. It's where we get those gut feelings and those knowing thoughts in our gut. Our sacral chakra, we connect creativity to our desires, channeling spirit. They might have you draw, or they might have you write a poem that didn't come through, that just came through you, not from you. And your root chakra, our physical needs and grounding and connecting from heaven to earth through all of our chakras and meditation helps channel spirit. And always knowing that you can ask for angelic help, an angelic presence to raise your vibration, asking your spirit guides to talk to the person, spirit guides that you're reading, because they can give you messages that they really need. Talking to your angels every day gets you in a higher vibration. Asking for help from your personal guardian angel. Praying every day. Having gratitude. That definitely, being thankful, having a thankful heart. Saying daily affirmations and being positive. Living in the now moment and really being aware and not doubting yourself. Forgiving yourself and others and no what if thinking. Really getting in tune with you and your higher self. Learning to listen to your inner voice and those gut feelings help you channel. Trusting messages that just pop into your head. That knowing thought, or as my mom said, those inklings. And continuing to spiritually grow through meditation, through asking spirit to come to you and channel through your sleep, and to always journal and be open and aware to those little nudges, something that stands out to you, a smell that doesn't belong. I don't smoke. When cigarette smoke comes, I know that my dad is paying a visit. So when you're learning to channel, ask them for a specific sign or a memory or a song. There's so many ways that they can communicate and channel a message to you. Now, if you can, sit down. We're going to do a short meditation. If you're driving or if you're doing something else, come back to this. So this is a meditation to connect to your intuition. I want you to take 3 deep breaths and exhale loudly. I want you to relax every muscle, your shoulders, your neck, your hips, your spine, your thighs, your legs, your feet. Oh, move your jaw, relax your face. Allow peace to wash over you. Ground your hips deeper in the chair. Oh, relaxing, letting go of anything that doesn't belong to you into Mother Earth. Feeling unconditional love wash over you. The white light envelops you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. You're protected, you're held, and you're loved. I want you to realize you listening are capable of receiving messages from your crossed over loved ones and spirit. Open your heart, open your third eye, align your chakras with the white light. Imagine 2 golden threads going from your shoulders all the way up to heaven, like telephone wires that you can receive messages from. You feel blissful sitting in this white light that surrounds your body. You feel light as a feather, as if you could fly. You're totally relaxed. This brilliant white light enters your crown chakra, opening your knowingness. In the white light, you feel your divine connection fill your heart. The white light has opened your third eye, opening your solar plexus, your sacral, your root, going up and down your spine, glowing, glowing white light, expanding, expanding, expanding. Connecting you to your higher self, to your soul self, to your intuitive heart and universal heart. In this glowing light, you learn to trust your soul, your heart, your intuitive heart. Trust what messages you receive. This white sacred light infuses you with knowing thoughts, with telepathic thoughts, and knowingness now. In this connection, you start to remember who you really are. Knowing all things are possible for you. Sit in unconditional love and know that you are the light. Wiggle your toes and open your eyes. And you can do that and connect to your soul self, to your spirit guides, to your angels, and eventually with practice, your crossed over loved ones. And you can, every person listening, can channel. It just takes opening and allowing and practice. And I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card. And today's is intuitive heart. Intuitive heart, open your heart and envision a white light filling your heart with so much love that the light is shooting out from your body now. Feel your intuition guiding you from your feelings in your intuitive heart. Divine knowingness, love, intuition, and guidance over your life is going to nudge you in the right direction now. Inklings can be felt in your heart now, intuitive heart. And I want you to know that I really appreciate every single soul listening right now. And I'm doing this podcast to give you encouragement, to give you hope, and to allow yourself to grow in your spirituality and to remember who you really are, your soul. And I always like to say I'm not a counselor, so if you need someone to talk to or professional help, reach out to a therapist. And I'm doing this to be encouraging and to give you hope. And I'm really excited. My latest book will be out in a couple of weeks, and it's called Hope Heals. Always hold hope in your heart. So that'll be on Amazon. I've been working on that for a year. And like I said, I want to thank you for listening. I really appreciate everyone. And if you like today's podcast, give me a kind word or a 5-star review. Hit the follow button and share this episode with someone that would like it. And I want you to have a happy new year and know that God loves you and so do I, the healing soul, empowering wellness and oneness.